That Guy's House presents 22 Minutes of Transformation with Sean and Karen.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome back to 22 Minutes of Transformation. I'm Sean Patrick, and as always, I'm here with...
I'm Karen Mills Alston.
Hello, Karen Mills Alston. How are you doing?
I'm great. You know, I was just telling you that I just came back from a walk, and I say this a lot, and I pray, we pray ourselves in as we begin this podcast, and the question this week, even before you ask me, is what is your vibrational match? So as I am praying, as we are coming together, the vibrational match is to this, what I call a love intelligence, what I call God, what I call the universe, spirit. When we talk about a vibrational match, traditionally, that's what I'm talking about. Now, there are other kinds of vibrational matches, aren't there? When we talk about a vibrational match, however, we want to match a high frequency and make ourselves available to that way of living our lives without any judgment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I like this as something for us to explore because it's a phrase that is thrown around in our spiritual community quite a lot, but not something that I believe we ever really examine when we ask about our vibrational match. So
yes,
I believe the way I'm hearing you articulate it is, our vibrational match, we want to be high. So I'll start there. What does it mean to have a high vibration?
Well, it really means that I'm in direct communication with matching my divine essence. And this thing that I call God, I'm talking about love, joy, happiness, peace, beauty, radiance, vitality. Do you see how high those divine qualities are?
Yes.
Abundance, wisdom, strength, power, as opposed to a lower vibration where there's worry, doubt, fear, uncertainty, unforgiveness.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to... I really love that answer because it really speaks to what you choose to believe and how you choose to feel. Because because I do think that there's I'm going to use the phrase dark side to this. That's the complete wrong phrase, but it really starts to have people worry and question about, am I a vibrational match to insert the bad thing that happened? And I'm going to go ahead and say, it's not that, it's how you are choosing to respond to that situation. Yeah. And I really do think that. And I think thinking back to The Secret from, that's a while ago now, The Secret. But big love to it. I've got a warm place in my heart for The Secret.
Yes.
But there's even that line where it says, well, you did attract that car crash to you. And I think, geez, that must have played with so many people's brains because I don't necessarily know if you did or you didn't. But either way, it is what it is. And how are you going to react and respond? Are you going to believe that these things always happen to you, that life's a disaster, etc.? Or are you going to believe from this only good can come? I don't know what it is, but something is happening to work out for my highest good. You know, and that's what I believe about. So what I'm going to say is I believe vibrational match is an internal job.
Oh, of course. It really is. Because it really does fall upon how we want to live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Sean, I have to tell you this because you know that I have been dating a guy for a couple of years and really good guy. We're not going to call out his name right now. Really good guy. And as I moved through this relationship, I realized, I thought that we were a vibrational match because he's a good guy. He's a good person. He's generous. He's loving. He's kind. He does good in the world. And what I realized was that as I moved on and on and on in the relationship, that what I need in a relationship is someone who is really a vibrational match with what I believe in, like, and he doesn't necessarily have to do these things, but maybe he does. Prayer, meditation, exercise, eating good food, hydration, you know, all those. So to be able to have a conversation that way is a vibrational match. So that's something that's really important. And we're talking about being with like-minded people. That's what we're talking about. However it is, if we're in partnership with someone, if we have friends and family, and this is the way that I've languaged it. I want to be in a relationship or be with friends who speak my language and understand what I'm saying.
Well, you know, that's one reason why I love coming out to LA. I remember when I went to LA when I was like 25, and I was so happy that I was just hearing more and more people say, like, well, you know, the universe this, and you know, my coach that. And I just thought, that's so great. Like, you're not having to preface what you're talking about when you talk about spirituality. So that's the reason why I love coming out to LA.
Yeah. But isn't that interesting? Because that really has, I was in a class and someone talked about vibrational match and was questioning whether or not this was important. It's important. When I say something like, I'm operating in the now moment and whatever else goes after that, to have to explain what that means to someone became very daunting to me. I got tired of it. I really got tired of it. Now, this person supported me in everything that I did, but I'm realizing that it's more than that. It really is to be able to have a deep conversation is something that I really enjoy. And, you know, I was hanging out with some friends who happened to be males, and we were having this conversation, and I thought, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I understand. And I also think this, and it's really great we're touching on this, because this whole notion of vibrational match, I do think our brain starts to play better, worse, win, lose, when there really is just different, you know?
It's different.
Yeah. And I do, like, it's definitely, how do I put it? I'm going to go ahead and say it's definitely better to be a match to peace and joy than worry, doubt, and fear. I'm going to go ahead and call that.
Yes.
So on an emotional scale, I believe there's better and worse. But in regards to your circumstances, I really do think there's different. Like, someone is not vibing higher than you because they have a bigger house in a nicer neighborhood. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And someone's not vibing lower than you because some other reason. It's really about what you are matching to. Like, and that's the whole question. It's about match. It's not about better and worse.
Yes. And that's really well said. And you've already said it. This is an inside job.
Yeah.
This is an inside job. And I think as human beings, we settle. Oh, it's okay. That's okay. I can live with that. I can do that. And we settle for such... When I settle, I believe that I'm out of integrity. That's something that's really new for me, because when I talk about settling, and I said, even this in this relationship, oh, he doesn't do that, that's okay. Oh, he doesn't want to do this, that's okay. And I got all of, as I think back, I got all of these signals along the way. And I thought, it doesn't matter. It's okay. He's a nice guy. And then I remember having a conversation with one of my brothers. and mentioned something that had happened. And he said to me, that's a huge character flaw. And I thought, oh my God.
What was a huge character flaw?
What happened in this relationship was that there was a stretching of the truth, not with me, but in a business. And I think that's the final thing that broke this relationship, was that he was going to be untruthful about someone, about something, or in other words, not say the complete truth, not be transparent about something. That's huge for me.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yes, that's really huge. So I think that in all, you know, remember we've talked about this. There's a reason, a season, and a lifetime. So we get into relationship, partnerships. We have friends for a reason. Maybe there's an opportunity for us to learn and grow. That's always the opportunity. So a reason, a season, the relationships, the partnerships, the friendships are only for a certain amount of time. And then there's a lifetime.
Yeah.
Are meant to be, are family members. Those are lifetime relationships if we allow them to be. So a vibrational match, yeah, we have choices in everything. That's what's brilliant about how we show up in life. We have choices, and I say that I get to choose things that are high. That's the way I want to live my life, including people that I have around me.
You know, it's so interesting when you talk about vibrational match and reason, season, and a lifetime, because I'm currently not drinking alcohol and I'm currently not eating meat. Mm-hmm. And I have been the person who has been an advocate for that you can still be spiritual and not be a vegetarian, and you can still be spiritual and drink, which I don't know if I still stand by. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But what I can say is I'm definitely living an authentic vibration to me right now by not doing them things. And at some point it was possibly authentic. At some point it was authentic maybe to do them things. Mm-hmm. But I just think that's interesting. If I look back on how I was adamant that my food choices or whatever was not directly linked to my spirituality. And I don't know if I was right or wrong. That's for me to kind of explore. But what I am saying now is I'm definitely currently a match to not doing them things.
Yes. And that's a choice that you make for yourself. You can't make it for anybody else. We cannot also judge anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so we're vegans. I don't tell anybody that they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing that. There are books that have been written of, years ago when there was this whole phase about eating for your blood type. I remember my mother was on it and she was thrilled to know that her blood type called for eating bacon, and she ate so much bacon it almost made her ill. and I thought that it was funny. I thought that at this age she was still exploring what was good for her. I would never put that down. And it made me very clear about what I'm putting into my body temple. That's what we're talking about here. What do we choose for ourselves? So, I choose to put nutritious, wonderful food in my body temple. And because even when you're a vegan, it doesn't, it may not mean that you could be eating a lot of fried food. You could be eating some fried broccoli, you know?
or just good old regular fries. Do you want to, you could just, yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't mean that it's nutritious. Yeah, that's true. And you can choose to be nutritious. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So there's mindfulness that involved in this. You know, I have gone, I think, almost 90 days now without eating any chips or fries, things like that, because I have, it's very easy for me to get a, to get some kettle jalapeno chips.
Oh, yeah.
I just love those. And you know what? I have become mindful about what I'm putting in my body. And now I found yesterday, for example, I wanted, and I can eat chocolate, but I choose not to. But I got some blueberries, cut up a peach in there, put some soy milk over it with a little nutmeg and some vanilla. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Do you want to know what? I do think, maybe I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I do think, especially talking about it being an inside job, I do think diet and nutrition has a correlation with vibration. I really do.
Yes.
And and even if it's just, I'm not even saying about specific foods, but one thing I know in my life, when I'm not being conscious of what or how much I'm eating, it's not the times in my life I am most clear, happy, productive.
Yes.
It's not like there's definitely a link between the times I'm conscious about what I'm eating and how happy and how much time and energy I'm putting towards things that really bring me joy.
Yes, I agree. You know, we spend a lot of time in the United States, I'm sure it's the same in the UK, where we eat, we drink, we gather that way, as opposed to coming together and going for a walk, coming together and doing some yoga. Coming together and doing something that allows us to chat, be together, and to be more mindful about our body temples.
Yeah, you know, that's something I'm so grateful for this lockdown for. And in the UK, we've been in lockdown now. I mean, it's actually today is the day that things are being lifted, but it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I've done with so many of my friends. We meet for a walk. And I hope that stays. I've just got to see so many great places in the UK that I've met friends and we've gone for a walk.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It's so incredible.
Yes. Yeah. So. And that's so that's being at a high vibration. So there are the way that we speak, high vibration, the way that we think about ourselves and another, vibrational match. The way that we take care of ourselves and others, high vibrational match. The way that we respond as opposed to reacting, high vibrational match. Those are the kinds that we're things that we're talking about.
And you'll find what is a match for you.
I like that. It goes back to we all have a choice. And we might want to change some things up every once in a while. I'm reminded of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry took this lady out for a date. She wanted a tub of popcorn and she wanted some Milk Duds. And he was fine with that. But she put the Milk Duds in the popcorn and that was her treat. She had not. Now, Larry got turned off by that. He did not like that at all. And he was very intolerant of her. So if someone wants to do that, we get to allow them to do that. And then we get to decide, is this cool with me?
Yeah.
Is this influencing me at all?
Yeah. It's cool. Like I just, one thing I know about myself is speaking of like vibration. Once I have my morning shower and I have a cup of coffee whilst I'm in the shower, I come out and I am vibing high and I'm lovely. I'm currently in my, and I've come to learn that a shower and a cup of coffee does great for me. I mean, I'm currently in a place now where I'm not drinking caffeine after midday. But still, it's like knowing what is that thing I do where afterwards I feel open, expansive, fresh. You know what I mean? And you'll find them. And that's your vibration, a completely internal job.
Yeah. And it tells you how you're feeling. So you're feeling, tell us how you're feeling when you get out of the shower. What are some qualities?
I just feel like my head is clear. I feel as if I am relaxed. It's probably a time that I'm most, I can lean into my spiritual practice the most. And hey, that's just because I love, I love water. But that's why some people, I mean, I have no desire to sit around a campfire. But for some people, that is their, they are connected. They feel all them things. I guess I feel it with water. Hey, what's your element? Earth, wind, water, or
fire? Well, you know, I do love a fire.
Oh, good. No, good. That's good. Yeah.
I really do. And I love, there are times when I go out in my backyard and there's a wind blowing and I sit, I might have to put a jacket on to go out and sit, but I sit in my backyard because I love the wind. Those two things, fire and wind, I connect, it's a way that I can connect with the presence and also just going out for a walk. I've been walking more and more and more. That's what allows me to be a vibrational match with life itself. I love that.
You know, this is why I think we're such a good match to each other, because I believe I'm earth and water. Like, they're my favorites. And you are air and fire.
Yes. Isn't that funny?
That's cool. Yeah. I love that.
It is.
So, yeah. So what would, what practice would you offer up this week?
Oh, you know, I just got this hit. Because I just took a breath and I put a smile on my face. That's something that we all get to do. Most of us anyway. We get to stop, take a breath and smile, give thanks. And if we want to throw out some words, I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for clarity. I'm grateful I'm grateful for grace. I'm grateful for the feeling tone that is activated in and through and as my body temple. I'm grateful for joy and happiness and abundance and unconditional love. So that's the practice right there.
Yeah.
And you see how that lifts us. It lifted me up.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Karen, thank you once again for setting off my week in the perfect place. That's going to be my area for observation. What are you a vibrational match to? Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Sean.
Goodbye.